You are listening to An Awful Lot of Running, a Doctor Who podcast. And welcome to An Awful Lot of Running, a Doctor Who podcast. Sort of more like a short burst today, and that might be maybe something that goes forward, just because it's a way for us to get maybe content out certainly quicker and more manageable. Like, I haven't got Zoom open for this. I'm literally recording this on my phone into a little microphone. But this short burst is maybe just a fun way that myself and Robin can maybe look to just review things. I don't really have that space on the podcast so much because we're often talking about topics and interviewing people and doing different things, or just, you know, having fun like that. And it's not really necessarily the space where we get to actually review things. So, you know, maybe this will be what we do going forward. Maybe we'll just do little bursts like this. Maybe there'll be, you know, little short video reviews that we put on the, you know, the eventual YouTube channel, which, you know, will also house the podcast itself and Battles and Fandom and probably the community show as well. Yeah, so that's might be what we'll be doing going forward. But, you know, just for today, it's just me taking a bit of time to review something which I've really enjoyed and want to talk about. What I would normally do is, I normally wouldn't review something which is fan work or fan creation, just because I don't feel like you can come at it with the same sort of scrutiny that you would like an official production. Like, you know, I can't slate a fan production, like, you know, a fan film the same way I would talk about an episode of Doctor Who official, you know, the actual show, or the same with a, you know, a fan audio. I can't, you know, talk about that like I would something that's from Big Finish. I mean, for many reasons, mainly just because I don't want to be a dick, basically, because it's something which has been so created through love and, you know, hardship, and, you know, so much work has gone into it, you know. And yeah, you could say that with official things as well, but there's more scrutiny you can give to that, especially with Finish as well, because there is a massive sort of price tag when it comes to Big Finish, that if it's not, say, as good as, or certainly as fulfilling as I would want it to be once the future, then I'm gonna go at it. But I can't really do that in the same way. So I would, you know, I usually say that I probably wouldn't review fan work other than just to say people should check it out, and especially because, you know, doing the community show going forward, that's gonna be a big part of it. It's gonna be recommending things to people and celebrating love in the community. That being said, I was asked to review this and to go over it. Now, this is going to be a spoiler-free review because I feel that it's something which people should come to and enjoy and absolutely love in the way that I did. I'm talking about Vocal Lab Productions, 11th Doctor, and Amy fan audio called... This is where I can't remember the name, so I'm terrible... Ex Libris. It's under their short strip labels. Features, I'm sure, someone that is very well known to many people in the fan community, Miles Taylor, voices the 11th Doctor in this. Friend of the podcast, friend of my own as well, Oriana Rose, voices Amy Pond in this. You'll know from the interview that we did that she does a spot on Karen Gillan, same as she does a spot on Jodie Whittaker impersonation as well. And it's written by friend of the podcast, another friend of the podcast I know, and just someone who is one of the most supportive and lovely people out there I know, and that is Thomas Beach. So Thomas, if you're listening to this, let me just say straight away, I'm going to keep everyone out of their misery straight away and say straight away, this is a beautiful little story. It's a beautiful little episode. I don't want to give away too much, other than the fact it is the love of Doctor and Amy communicating with each other via letters post the Angels Take Manhattan. So what that means is you have this beautiful little story told between Miles and Ori reading these letters, or the 11th Doctor and Amy's, I should say, because they so expertly just embody the characters. I mean, there's already a great thing where Miles and Ori's portrayals sound so spot on that your mind could almost cheat it, in a similar way that, you know, Jacob Dubman over at Big Finish does the 11th Doctor very well, or Tim Treloar does, you know, Pertwee very well. But there's always still that sort of, there's that little thing just, you can just tell that it's not them, but then it doesn't matter. And it's the same with this here, because whereas it may not, you know, in your head, you know, you're going, oh, that's not Matt Smith and that's not Karen Gillan, you don't care, because it's so authentically Eleven and so authentically Amy that you're just sold, absolutely sold in it, because it's fantastic. Both give absolutely beautiful performances in this. Both just really tugged at my heartstrings, and I listened to this on the way back in the car from Cardiff, having taken my two kids around for a bit of an Easter bit of fun, and I put it on and drove and just absolutely wept for how wonderful this story is. It'd be great if I could, you know, criticize it, but I genuinely can't think of anything that I can say that was not perfect about this. It was so wholesome and beautiful. I love your little story. Great references all the way through there. One very little tiny one that I love, and it's very minute, so I will spoil this one tiny thing, is the fact that the lost Moon of Poosh gets a reference. You know, the lost Moon of Poosh from way back in Austin, and there's so many lovely little Easter egg references in there for, number one, for Doctor Who fans, number two, just for your history buff as well, or things, you know, the context of when things are taking place. And it's, I don't want to say much more to that. Thomas has produced an absolutely phenomenal script here, absolutely amazing. I cannot wait to see what else they do as well, because I mean, if you can just, you know, do a banger 11th Doctor and an Amy story like this, which just absolutely gives me so much that I've wanted and not heard, despite the fact, you know, Big Finish have the license, yes, but they are very much limited in what they can do, particularly the 11th Doctor, and certainly Amy. You know, I mean, I can do young Amy, I know now, because they've got Caitlin involved, but yeah, my big suggestion to anyone listening to this now, or anyone that's not sure, just go and check out Vocal Lab Productions. Go to YouTube and check out this story, because it is just, again, it's absolutely just phenomenal. It really is. It just gives you a beautiful little half-hour slice of Doctor Who. I got chills, actually, when the theme played, because it was so, it's so authentic to the era. And it's such a beautiful little story, you know, telling thing. It's very reminiscent of the 10th Doctor and River Song, expiry dating, where they communicate through letters for the most of it. And even saying that is really reductive, because Thomas makes that style their own in this. And it is just, yeah, please check it out. It's wonderful. I cannot wait to hear what else Vocal Lab Productions come out with. I know for a fact that Thomas has another story coming with them as well, with, I believe it's featuring 13 and Nikola Tesla, sort of like set between them, which will be, you know, that's, I mean, you know, Nikola Tesla Night of Terror is already one of my favorite things there, and I can actually see that one of the other writers in that box set, they got an absolutely beautiful 13th Doctor one here, so it's called Then and Back, and I can see that Joshua Carpenter, who another friend of the show who's been on things here, is also involved in that as well, so that's really cool, and I'm really excited to see what, going forward, what, you know, comes out of it. Because go back, I was trying to round things up there, but obviously this is, you know, you can tell I'm just reading this for the first time, but everything about this was fantastic, from the sound design, from the performances, to the writing itself as well. It really, really was and we have some, you know, we have absolutely fantastic audio productions in this community, we really do. This really really made me think about, oh, maybe I'm going to need to up my game when it comes to doing fan Doctor stuff myself, or maybe eventually thinking about if I do ever do, you know, Doctor Who Unlimited, you know, because if this is the quality that we're going to be getting from other productions, we're going to have to try and meet that, because yeah, I would very happily have paid for this as a short trip from Big Finish, and I say that with the highest regards to it, because it was just so, so wonderful, so brilliant, and just a little slice of Doctor Who, which, yeah, if you love the 11th Doctor, if you love Amy Pond, you need this. So yeah, go and have a listen to my YouTube channel. I've been Jack, and hopefully I haven't rambled too much, and hopefully this works as a nice little review. Ciao for now. Thank you for listening to An Awful Lot of Running, a Doctor Who podcast. And thank you to Hudson Music for our wonderful intro and outro. You can find An Awful Lot of Running, as well as myself, Jack and Robin, over on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram as well. So please go and give us a follow. And if you can, give us a rate, a follow, review, subscribe, whatever you can do over wherever you're listening to this, because it really does help us out. And if you fancy it, donate to our Ko-fi page to help us keep the lights on, which there's no obligation whatsoever, but we'd really appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Ta-ra for now.